I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, March 12th. Yes, we've made it to Friday. This is Utah's noon news. A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 45 degrees.
A crash on the East Belt in Mill Creek. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Financial experts are anticipating that more Americans will actually spend the money they receive in the latest round of stimulus payments. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Many Utahns who received the first two stimulus deposits opted to keep that money in the bank. Shane Stewart with DMBA says that's likely because they didn't immediately need the funds and they were able to save it instead. This go round, he expects things to be different.
Vaccinations are becoming more prevalent, so there's some light at the end of the tunnel, at least some hope there.
He adds that the payments will have no impact on your tax filings since it isn't considered to be income. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Check your bank account. You could be getting that $1,400 stimulus check as early as this weekend. According to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, the first wave of checks will start going out via direct deposit in the next few days. A Florida man in the Iron County jail after he reportedly conned an elderly Enoch man out of thousands of dollars in a phone scam. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The scam happened 2 years ago, according to the St. George News, and the investigation lasted for months. Garby St. Cyr reportedly targeted his victim in Enoch and pretended to be that man's grandson, saying that he was sitting in jail after getting into an accident. The report says St. Cyr asked for more than $15,000, and the victim went to his bank to authorize the transfer.
The report says the bank manager froze the suspicious transaction by St. Cyr. St. Cyr reportedly got $6,000 from the victim before that transfer was frozen. Some Park City parents are suing over the Test to Stay program. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
These Park City parents say it is a violation of their children's constitutional rights to an education to keep them from learning in person if they won't take a COVID-19 test. The students go to Treasure Mountain Junior High and Park City High School, and the lawsuit says they were placed in isolation when they showed up to school without the test, even though they were healthy and non-symptomatic. Park Record says the parents believe the kids should not be forced into remote learning when in-person learning is better.
The school district and the health department say they are still looking over the lawsuit before commenting. Utah Department of Health has added a new element to their COVID tracker online that follows the spread of variants. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with details.
The tracker shows 33 positive cases of the UK variant in Utah since January, but state epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says about 40 more will be added to the tracker today from previous testing. Dr. Dunn says this shows the UK variant is spreading in the state.
We know that it's more contagious than the other variants and that it does cause more severe disease in our younger populations.
Without being too doom and gloom, Dr. Dunn says the vaccine does work against the variant. The majority of cases have been in Salt Lake County, but the variant has also been found in Utah and Summit counties. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story is breaking news on KSL News Radio. The family of George Floyd will receive $27 million in a settlement with the city of Minneapolis. This is a record payout for the city. The trial for the former police officer charged with the murder in his death is continuing this week. Large crowds are expected in Louisville this weekend, marking 1 year since the officer-involved shooting death of Breonna Taylor. ABC's Will Clark is there.
The group Until Freedom is organizing the event in downtown Louisville. They are describing as...
The tone of this weekend is stirred. It's a renewed call for justice for Breonna Taylor.
Until Freedom co-founder Linda Sarsour. She says a lot of people will be coming into town for the event. And Louisville Police spokesman Dwight Mitchell says they'll be ready.
This was respect one another's rights and views, and as long as it's in a lawful manner, it should be a good day.
Will Clark, ABC News, Louisville.
An elderly Asian man in California who was pushed to the ground has died. It's the latest in a series of attacks on the Asian American community in cities coast to coast. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Oakland police are now confirming that 75-year-old Pak Ho has died. He was out on his regular morning walk this week when he was pushed to the pavement and robbed in Oakland. He suffered head injury and brain damage. Now 26-year-old Tiante Bailey is under arrest, accused in this case and at least one other of allegedly shoving a man. It's the latest deadly case in the Bay Area of elderly Asian men being pushed to the ground. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing new calls for his resignation today.
Several members of New York's congressional delegation, including Jerry Nadler and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, called on Governor Cuomo to resign. The repeated accusations and the manner in which he has responded to them, Nadler said, made it impossible for Cuomo to continue to govern. Ocasio-Cortez said she was concerned about the present safety and well-being of the administration's staff. The state assembly has okayed an impeachment investigation, but Cuomo so far has resisted calls for his ouster.
That is ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is announcing changes to the Salt Lake Temple. The historic building is currently under construction. Changes include adding 10 ceiling rooms and removing some damaged murals. Another change announced for the temple doesn't involve the actual construction. Video will replace a live presentation when the temple is open again for attendance. Also, part of today's announcement, the Manti Temple's construction will begin later this year. Coming up on KSL, controversy among artists about today's Grammy nominations and a look at your noontime drive.
We began with an accident northbound I-215's East Belt, about 3900 South. That has already been moved out of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio for news. With Tim and Amanda before 9, context and discussion, 1230 to 3 with Lee Lonsberry.
The laws protect me from having my rights infringed upon. Distracted driving. How does this not fit into that?
Your all-day companion for news. KSL News Radio.
Catch these outstanding offers from Whipple Service Champions. The famous Gerber Viper elongated toilet that will flush 10 pounds of solid. $299 installed. Utah's best air conditioning or furnace tune-ups. $44. $100 off any repair, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain of $300 or more. Any drain cleared, just $55. Call Whipple Service Champions. Your best choice. Call right now, 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Got a Whipple home? A client told us, I got a Whipple home. A Whipple Service Champions furnace and AC with a no-worries 10-year parts and labor warranty. A Whipple tankless water heater and Gerber Viper toilets in every bathroom. Every year, Whipple Service Champions tunes up my furnace, air conditioner, plumbing, and electrical. She does have a Whipple home. See why? Start with your plumbing, electrical, or AC tune-up. Just $44 with our certified, no-contact service technicians. Call 801-444-FAST.
NMLS 1817019.
Rates are rising, but LendRite Mortgage still has 15-year refi rates as low as 1.875% with APR of 2.17. Yes, you can still get a 15-year rate in the ones. This is Rod with LendRite Mortgage. Switching to a 15-year term with a rate as low as 1.875% can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. But time is running out to lock in these historically low rates. A 20-year rate is as low as 2.125% with APR of 2.38. A 30-year rate is as low as 2.49% with APR of 2.68. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. 15-year refi rates in the ones will soon be gone. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. The first round of stimulus checks are expected to go out this weekend. Experts say they expect people to actually spend the money rather than putting it in savings. KSL Sports. Another college basketball team is pulling out of its conference tournament due to positive COVID tests. This time it's Kansas who is stepping out of the Big 12 tournament, which pushes Texas into the conference final. Duke men's basketball pulled out of the ACC quarterfinals for positive tests in their locker room. NASA is naming landmarks and geological features on Mars in the Navajo language. Scientists on the Perseverance Mars rover team are working with the Navajo Nation. Now, the nation president made a list of words in the language available to the rover's team, including the Navajo words for Mars, strength, and respect. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic and weather together. And here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Maria. We're looking at a very nice start to our Friday noontime drive on the Valley Freeways. Now, we began just about 5 to 10 minutes ago with a small accident on I-215's East Belt, about 3900 South. It has already been cleared. No other problems there. In fact, we're looking at a crash-free commute, not only on the freeways, but on the main secondaries and side streets. From the creator of Thriller comes Odyssey Dance Theater's spring shows, Chicago Nights, and Romeo and Juliet, March 25th through 27th at Capitol Theater. Go to odysseydance.com for tickets and details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on our forecast. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
We'll see mostly cloudy skies moving in later this afternoon. Highs in the 40s. Watch out for a chance for showers this evening. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's new news. Clocks spring forward an hour this weekend, but daylight saving time may not be around forever with a new proposal that's now in Congress. The very latest coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7. And FM 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When people have a clogged drain, a common way they try to unclog it is with a bottle of chemicals. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services. And the thing about chemicals is they don't know where the clogs stop and the drains in your home begin. I've seen pipes where the chemical has eaten all the way through the drains. So over time, you could be doing more damage than good. A much safer chemical reaction is baking soda and vinegar. Pour some baking soda down the drain, followed by some vinegar, and then you'll see it start to bubble. Let it sit for about 5 minutes, then send some hot water down the drain. If that doesn't work, you may need to call a plumber you trust for some help. If you don't know anyone, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. We have a risk-free drain clearing special for any homeowners listening. If water's supposed to drain down it, we can clear it. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, or even that sewer main line that connects with the city. Any drain with normal access, only $43. And if we can't clear it, you don't pay. $43 or it's free. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. That's 801-443-7700. Any Hour Services.
Okay, so you met the love of your life. She's dropped all the hints, and you're totally committed. Now what? Come to Shane Company and get the ring. You gotta experience a visit to Shane Company. Get to the store or go online and see what it's all about. You won't believe all our ring settings. Those halo rings she's been liking on Instagram? Yeah, we got those. Classic solitaire rings? We've got those too. Whatever it is she loves, in every price range, it's here. Not really sure? We'll help you figure it out. With our huge assortment of always natural, always ethically sourced diamonds, rubies, and sapphires, you'll have tons of options to create a ring that's so her. Our non-commissioned jewelry consultants will help you get an awesome ring that fits your budget, whether you come into the store or go online. You can even book an in-store or virtual appointment. We'll make sure her engagement ring is perfect. And the proposal? Well, that's where you get to shine.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company.
At Volkswagen Southtown, you choose the offer. Get 0 payments for 6 months or double your down payment where $2,000 becomes $4,000. Or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Are you in a lease and wished you'd bought? Or bought a car and wished you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Choose from 0 payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or as low as 0% APR on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Don't miss out. Get to Volkswagen Southtown today. Just off of I-15 and 106 South. Visit VWSouthtown.com today.
Financing through VCI OAC. Trade offer for 2010 and newer Highlines excluded.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthTown.com. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Financial experts are anticipating that more Americans will actually spend the money they receive in this latest round of stimulus payments. Many Utahns who received the first two deposits opted to keep that money in the bank. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the family of George Floyd has reached a $27 million settlement with the city of Minneapolis. Third is a look at our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We actually have a really good drive in progress. No accidents, no delays. If you happen to be traveling I-15, you're good to go both directions between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds will increase today and temperatures remain below average. Highs in the 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
47 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Happening now, Minneapolis City Council unanimously agreeing to a $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd. He died last summer while in police custody. The death lawsuit settlement comes as the trial for one of the former officers involved, Derek Chauvin, is in day four of jury selection. He is allegedly shown on video with his knee on Floyd's neck. Chauvin faces a third-degree murder charge reinstated by the judge, also second-degree murder and second-degree murder manslaughter. He has pleaded not guilty. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo pushing back on calls to resign over allegations of sexual harassment against him, saying he welcomes the investigations and is staying put. Cuomo denied the allegations, including the latest by a woman who says he groped her while at work.
Look, it's very simple. I never harassed anyone. I never abused anyone. I never assaulted anyone. And I never would.
It comes as the majority of New York's congressional delegation is calling for him to step down. ABC's Aaron Katursky with details.
In what appeared to be a coordinated strike, a dozen members of the state's congressional delegation called for Governor Cuomo's resignation after weeks of allegations involving his behavior and questions over his handling of nursing home deaths. Congressman Jerry Nadler said Cuomo had lost the confidence of the people of New York. Congresswoman Yvette Clark called the allegations against Cuomo troubling and at a level that she said impedes the governor's ability to serve to the best of his abilities.
In the next hour, President Biden will hold a formal ceremony at the White House for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they'll be visiting states soon.
Next week, the president, vice president, first lady, and the second gentleman will hit the road to talk to the American people about the benefits of the American Rescue Plan.
The White House says qualifying Americans already in the system could see some of those direct deposits, those direct payments, come as early as this weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart has introduced a bill that would give states the option to stay on daylight saving time year-round. Stewart says the twice-a-year switch between standard time and daylight is really unpopular.
I do think it helps people. It helps families. Some of the polling is something like north of 80% of Americans support this.
Utah passed a state law last year that would make the switch to daylight time permanent if four other western states do the same thing and Congress approves. Until then, don't forget to turn your clock 1 hour ahead this weekend. ABC's Scott Carr has some tips on how to make the time change a little less disruptive.
Experts say not getting enough sleep can lead to poor decision-making, memory loss, loss of motivation, and irritability, but you probably knew that.
I should probably go to bed.
To get your circadian rhythm back to normal more quickly, after turning clocks ahead to 3 a.m. at 2 a.m. Sunday, doctors like pediatrician Katie Udenberg say we should start slowly shifting sleep schedules 2 or 3 days in advance, as she recommends is done with children's schedules.
They're usually going to bed at 7 o'clock, moving it to 6:45 and then 6:30, and eventually all the way back to 6 o'clock if you can get there.
She also recommends sticking to a sleep schedule as best you can and avoiding long naps, coffee, and alcohol. One thing police prepare for is the approximate 6% spike in fatal auto accidents that typically happens after the time switch. I'm Scott Carr.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. I'm still imagining kids going to bed at 6:30. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
It's been pretty quiet out on the roads. I don't know if this is the calm before the storm for the afternoon drive, but for right now, We've got a really nice drive. If you're in the downtown area on this beautiful Friday noon hour, no problems. Vehicular and pedestrian traffic in good shape. Salt Lake County freeways, also a very good drive with normal KSL travel times throughout. And if you are on I-15, no problems in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. This is the type of drive you want for a nice, relaxing noon hour on a Friday. Dirt, dust, dander, allergens are no match for zero-res carpet cleaning. Want contaminants gone right now? Just $33 per room gets your carpets zero-res clean. Minimum supply. Search zero-res online today to schedule. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check your seven-day forecast. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon with highs near 50 degrees. Then tonight, a slight chance for showers rolling in from the south. Expect a low of 30. For your Saturday, partly sunny skies and a high of 50, down to 32. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, back to 53 degrees. Warm things up Monday, 58, before another system potentially moves in Tuesday to bring in more snow and highs in the 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Bit of sunshine and 47 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. A quick check of the markets right now. It is a mixed day for the markets with the Dow up, but the NASDAQ down. We'll check your money news coming up at 1225.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, host of Stop Working and Start Living Radio here on KSL News Radio. Listen, most of us in our financial lives have partners, some we know about, some we don't know about. The partner I'm talking about is the IRS. The IRS will take 12 to 30% of your money for the rest of your life. How would you like to learn a strategy whereby that same 12 to 30% you can eliminate the IRS as your partner for the rest of your life? My team is standing by right now, 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. You know, most of us just go along doing what our companies told us to do, put money into a 401k, take the match. But there are ideas in addition to that that most successful people know because they pay a lot of money for these ideas. Give us a call at 888-999-6370. Someone from my team is standing by right now, 888-999-6370, or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com. Hey, and remember to listen to our show on Saturdays and Sundays, Stop Working and Start Living.
Say thank you to your home for being there for you. Start with a free estimate from your neighborhood CertaPro Painters. We really understand how you feel about your home. That's why you can count on us to take care of every detail. Listening, prepping, painting. It's always worry-free with our expert painting team. Whatever project you have in mind, you can count on CertaPro Painters to do the job beautifully. This is the kind of certainty you and your home deserve. So when it comes to refreshing the home you love, trust it to CertaPro Painters. We'll paint it with the care and attention to detail that only a local business can offer. Schedule your free estimate now at CertaPro.com. We're here to help you cross that painting project off the list. Let's get the project started today. Go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
AAA Auto Insurance isn't just about protecting metal and glass. It's about the people inside the car.
Did you check the tires?
That's why AAA Insurance offers the benefits of a AAA membership, like roadside assistance.
We're gonna need it.
Yes, we are.
It's extra peace of mind that no other insurance can match. Plus, member savings when you bundle your auto and home insurance.
Even better. I could use AAA right now.
Join today at AAA.com. Get great auto insurance and more for the road ahead. AAA.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. What's coming up on your show today, Lee?
We're going to cover a number of things, including looking back at some of the words shared by President Joe Biden last night during his approximately 20-minute address from the White House. We're also going to look at some of the travel restrictions that are opening up around the country. There have been some states requiring quarantine if you go to visit their place. That is seeming to be eased up a little bit. So what's that mean for travel? And then, looking forward to this conversation, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Are you stealing when you share your Netflix password?
Yes.
Netflix is cracking down on this, or at least they are kicking off a pilot program that will use, you know, the smart computer stuff operating there in the background and asking you, do you own this account if you log in and you aren't able to verify your identity? It's a fascinating little thing. And for some time, these companies, these streaming services, have really been looking the other way. But how long will they do that? We'll dig into that later on the program.
All right. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. We are watching Utah's Money. It's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Happy birthday to the Ken doll. Mattel is launching a reproduction of the original Ken to celebrate 60 since his debut in 1961. KSL Drives Honda has new plans for selling two electric SUVs. Honda plans to have the all-electric vehicles for sale in the U.S. in 2024. A hybrid gas-electric version, one will be Honda brand, one will be an Acura. Lego is doing well in the pandemic. Sales for the colorful blocks have increased 21% in the last year, of course, as more kids have been home and in need of a bit of entertainment. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 222 points, sitting at 32,708. S&P 500 down by 8. The NASDAQ down by 148 points. An ancient Roman mosaic is now free of coffee stains after a Manhattan socialite was using it as a table. What? It's now back in Italy.
Mosaic that 2,000 years ago adorned ships belonging to Roman Emperor Caligula have been fully restored and are on display here in Italy. The party ships once sat in the middle of a lake near Rome before they were sunk after Caligula's death. Fascist dictator Benito Mussolini had them dug up, but they were destroyed in bombing attacks during the Second World War. Part of the mosaic-covered bridge survived, but disappeared, only to be recently discovered in the Park Avenue living room of art collector Helen Fiorati, now in her 90s. She told authorities she bought them from an Italian art dealer. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.